Hey everyone, it's Cheryl and Tony. Buckle up for this Wednesday morning edition of
the Disney Drive Time Podcast.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. We got a lot of stories today.
Do we?
No, it's an actual short show.
Oh.
Not a lot of stories at all.
Okay, well, you know.
We'll have to fill our time with witty banter.
We're just lingering on each story.
We could.
Okay. So the first one to linger on is the Disney Eats Foodie Guide. It is a guide to May the 4th.
That's right. May the 4th, also known as Star Wars Day. Disney Parks blog is reminding us that May the 4th is just around the corner. So between Walt Disney World, Disneyland Resort, and Disneyland Paris, culinary teams have been working on all sorts of new treats for us, including returning favorite, the lightsaber churro at Hollywood Studios.
All right.
There's a Chewbacca donut at Disneyland Paris. You know, Wookiee donuts, they're not tasty at all.
No, are they made out of Wookiee?
There is. There's real bits of Wookiee in there.
Uh-huh.
And they have the Grinning Loth Cat souvenir mug because, of course, there's got to be merchandise involved.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a tiki-style mug, that will be at the Disneyland Resort this year. Of course, they have all sorts of other Star Wars-themed items, including as the aforementioned lightsaber churro, which are funny because they're served with little holders that look like lightsaber hilts.
Yeah.
So that is fun. There is a Stormtrooper petite cake over at Amorette's Patisserie in Disney Springs, and that is a pretty sizable cake. It's chocolate chiffon, vanilla bean mousse, dark chocolate ganache, and cherries.
Yeah.
That does look very good. So there are all sorts of things, including something we've talked about before, the salvaged Stormtrooper helmet popcorn bucket coming for May the 4th. You know, when they do food seasons, a lot of these items are available for an entire month or
right.
an entire festival. A lot of these items are only available for that first week of May.
Okay.
But there are some new foods that are coming to Docking Bay 7, including a Chican beef with peppers, onions, and crispy kale. It's kind of like a little stir-fry looking dish. That will actually be available through August.
Okay.
And then there's also at Oga's Cantina in Disneyland a guava coconut milk with basil crystals. And that's going to be around for a while as well. So all sorts of fun things. Get your Star Wars food items. Check them out at the Disney Parks blog.
All right. I like how they're making use of cinnamon buns a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, Princess Leia.
Exactly.
That's all the news from the Disney Parks blog. So let's head on over to Anaheim.
All right. The first Anaheim City vote for Disneyland Forward took place today.
Well, actually,
yesterday?
No, it's yesterday by the time you listen to the show. And it's actually the first Anaheim City Council vote.
Oh, what did I say?
Not this. You said the Anaheim City vote.
Ah.
So the Disney Forward plan has been approved by the Anaheim Planning Commission. That was earlier in March. And the vote is now going to the Anaheim City Council. And it is going to be their first vote on the projected and announced Disneyland expansion. This was announced way back in 2021. And it is a decades-long expansion of the park, which would include things like new lands, entertainment, hotels, a new shopping and dining district. The rezoning was approved by the Anaheim Planning Commission in March, but it must go before the Anaheim City Council before being voted on and the City Council meeting on May 7th. So if it is approved, the plan would go into effect 30 days after that approval. Disney has committed to spending $2.5 billion,
wow.
that's with a B, on the expansion, with $1.9 billion of that being spent within the first 10 years. After the rest of this, as for the rest of the spending, $30 million would go towards affordable housing in the area, $10 million would be for sewer improvements, and $8 million would be given to Anaheim Parks.
Okay.
That's all the news in California, so let's head on over to Orlando.
All right. In the Magic Kingdom, a new sign has been added teasing the arrival of Smellifants on Parade.
That's right. It's just a very small sign that has been added to the Storybook Circus area. And it does say new act debuting soon. And around it, there are wooden posts where the elephant figures from Pink Elephants on Parade are going to be installed.
Okay.
The posts have cutouts for scent diffusers for the Search and Sniff the Figures and Experience that are sponsored by Scentsy. A sniff and search experience would be great for you because you have a phenomenal nose.
I do, yeah. It's one of my best features.
Yes.
And by that, I mean my sense of smell is one of my good features, not my actual nose.
Oh, yes. I got that.
Okay. Let's see. At Communicore Hall in Epcot, they started testing the dancing lights.
That's right. The dancing lights. You may recall that Communicore Hall is covered in triangular spaceship Earth-inspired paneling. There are some colors in the panels, but some of those panels are light panels, which do blink, and they can synchronize them and do them. So essentially it turns into a little synchronized routine with the triangles. The hall and the plaza are part of World Celebration Gardens, which opened this past December. The garden lights, including the pavement, light up in sync with the Spaceship Earth light shows.
Oh, cool.
And it is expected that the Communicore Hall lights, will do the same.
Very cool. Disney World shared a teaser on social media for a new Stitch annual pass holder magnet that might be coming soon.
That's right. Over on their Facebook and Instagram pages, they have featured a teaser that supposes that Stitch, a Stitch magnet, is coming, and it will more than likely be available at the Creation Shop in Epcot during VI pass holder days. But no specific details have yet been announced regarding the new magnet.
All right.
So see, our pass holder trip, we try the new pass holder lounge in Morocco,
mm-hmm.
we get the new magnet,
right,
and hopefully we get to do a
preview of
pass
Tiana's.
Preview of Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yes,
that's
my
goal for the summer.
That would be great.
Yes.
All right, the a tarp has been removed from the wall behind Dreamer's Point in World Celebration Gardens at Epcot, revealing its design.
That's right. It is the Dreamer's Point wall that sits behind Walt Disney. That has previously been covered since it opened in December. And it's nice to see that tarp off the wall finally and have the planters. The planters are still there, unfortunately.
planters, you have to peer through the rolling planters.
Yeah, but the wall has been revealed. It is a pattern of four-sided shapes, diamonds, and rhombuses. Now,
okay. They
write rhombuses, but I always thought the plural of rhombus was rhombi.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but we'll have to double check on
that.
Okay. It does create the illusion of 3D cubes on the wall, and there are also circles with hexagons in the pattern. These shapes are carved into the panels that make up the wall.
All right.
You know, one of the hosts of this show thinks that that might have been the most boring story we've ever done.
It was me.
It was you. Yes.
Yeah. All right. The exterior of Mission Space at Epcot has been under refurbishment for nearly a year, but with work underway on the giant sculpture, work seems near completion.
And that would be the giant sculpture of Mars. They are restoring some of the panels. And replacing some of the panels and making it look phenomenal again. They've done most of the attraction. They've done the Earth and Jupiter statues. They've redone the attraction sign. They installed new rover tracks in the ground. So finally, they're getting to the biggest piece of that outside part of the attraction, and that is the Mars statue.
All right. Ezra Bridger must not be that big of a deal in the Star Wars
lexicon, environment,
sure.
universe.
That's
sure.
kind of the more okay. the word I was looking for, because her lightsaber hilt has been discounted at Hollywood Studios.
First off, Ezra is identified by he or him. He's a male.
Okay.
And his lightsaber has been discounted by 30%. So if you're a lightsaber collector, you might want to pick that up.
Or if you're an Ezra fan.
That's right. This sale is running at Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities in Star Wars at Galaxy's Edge.
All right.
The sale cannot be combined with any other discounts and cannot be applied to past purchases.
Hmm. Disney filed new permits for updates to the Meadows Recreation Area at Fort Wilderness.
That's right, Fort Wilderness Resorts and Campground. This permit has been filed with the South Florida Water Management District, and it indicates that Disney's going to be removing the beach volleyball court and disc golf area, and in that space, they're going to build a new 5,530 square foot building and a retention pond. I did not know that they had a disc golf course over in Fort Wilderness, and I'm bummed now knowing that they're going to be taking it out.
You never used it, but you're sad that it's going.
I wish I had known.
All right.
Do you know what not a lot of people know they have at Disney as far as recreation goes?
What?
On their, I think it's their 9-hole par 3 course, they actually have foot golf that you can play.
Yes, you mentioned.
And it's available on certain evenings, and foot golf is essentially golf with a soccer ball.
Yep.
That sounds like fun.
It does. Well, it must sound like fun because you keep trying to get anyone who...
In our family to do it. And I will take friends. I will meet up with show listeners if there somebody would like to play a round of foot golf.
Please do, so I don't have to hear about it anymore.
Or, God forbid, you have to do it.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah.
In Disney Cruise News, the U.S. Coast Guard conducted a medevac for a Disney Cruise Line passenger on Monday.
That's right. That happened on board the Disney Fantasy. And the funny thing is, we have a friend who's out on the Fantasy right now.
A client?
That's right. Friend first, client second. And her family were out on the Fantasy this week, and she was sending pictures as the evacuation was happening. She said that the Fantasy had come to a dead stop. They had made multiple attempts to get the helicopter over to the ship. I believe there was also an airplane involved, an HC-144 Ocean Sentry aircraft. And what they ended up doing is they ended up dropping a rescue swimmer into the water who swam over to the Fantasy, climbed on board, and they prepared a basket. And they actually medevaced through the basket lift option a 35-year-old pregnant passenger. This happened about 180 miles northwest of Puerto Rico. So they got her in the helicopter, flew her over to Puerto Rico, and the woman posted on the Facebook, the cruise's Facebook page, that she did have some minor surgery, but that she is okay.
It's nice that she followed up, because on those Facebook groups for cruises, people get kind of close. Everybody kind of gets to know each other. So that was really nice that she posted that she was doing okay.
And we're glad to hear that.
Yes.
You know, this is under the title of entertainment news, but it is a little bit of merchandise. Disney and Lego are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the first Lego Star Wars set. And in conjunction with May the 4th, Star Wars Day, there are going to be a whole bunch of new Lego sets commemorating this 25th anniversary. They're going to have a Tantive IV set that shows Darth Vader and his troopers boarding the Rebel ship as they're trying to get the Death Star plans. That looks exciting. That's $50. There's an R2-D2 set kit that's going to be $99.99. It's 1,050 pieces. There's also a Lego kit of the Invisible Hand that is 557 pieces. It is a $50 Lego set, and that is based on the Revenge of the Sith film. So you might want to check your stores or the Lego site to see what new kits are coming out.
What do you think that first Lego set from 25 years ago is worth now?
I have no idea.
I bet a whole lot.
Especially if it's unopened.
Well, yeah, of course. You want to, like, you know, collectors want the whole kit and caboodle.
But what's the point of buying it if you're not going to open it and play with it?
You know, collectors.
All right. And in Disney Plus news, you know, there's been some new musical things going on. They had the Taylor Swift concert. There's the Beach Boys documentary coming. There's the Queen musical that is coming. You may remember that a few years ago, director Peter Jackson put together a special called The Beatles Get Back, which was a multi-part documentary. Well, him and his team have restored the Beatles' Let It Be documentary from 1970, and that restored version is going to debut on Disney Plus on May 8th. That wraps up news at Walt Disney World, so let's see what our friends at Universal have going on.
The entrance to the Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man is closed once again at Universal Islands of Adventure.
That's right. The entrance is closed and surrounded by construction walls. The entrance was last blocked off in January, and once again, blue construction walls block the way. There is a temporary entrance, and they're working apparently on the pavement outside the attraction.
Okay, at least it's still open.
Right.
Shea Alcatraz is closed for refurbishment at Universal Studios Florida, but you can still grab a drink in San Francisco from your favorite bartenders.
That's right. We mentioned last week that Shea Alcatraz was undergoing a refurbishment. That is now underway. Construction walls are up, but they do have a temporary bar set up, and you can still get a photo with Bruce the Shark. The construction area is where the temporary bar is. It's right next to it. They have the same specialty cocktails. It's just not as pretty.
Don't worry. You can still get your drinks. Universal Studios Florida is preparing for a new nighttime lagoon show. The work has been happening both inside the lagoon and around it for the past few weeks.
That's right. This new show is expected to debut in the summertime. The whole lagoon area is a bit of a mess right now. There's a lot of scaffolding, some heavy equipment out in the water. They've put walls up around Central Park, blocking off the pathway along the water. So these walls have been set up at each end to keep guests from going in there. From the side of the lagoon where guests will watch the show, they have put scaffolding up around the rock facade area. So, you know, they're just installing show components there. They had to drain some of the water out so that they could work on this. Now they are restoring it back to its normal level. But there is a fountain platform underwater that looks quite elaborate. They've added additional nozzles and lights over the past few weeks. And there was a very similar fountain for their previous show. So based on new trademark application, there's rumors that this new Nighttime Lagoon show might be called Cinesational, a Symphonic Spectacular. There's no official announcements being made yet, but there is also a rumor that drones are part of this nighttime show. The last time there was a Nighttime Lagoon show at Universal Orlando Resort, it was 2022, and that was the Halloween Horror Night show Ghoulish, a Halloween Tale. They actually ended up having to cancel that after a hurricane damaged the projectors around the lagoon.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. So that's all the news for today. We'll be back on Friday. And until then, I'm Tony.
And I'm Cheryl.
And you've been listening to the Disney Drive Time Podcast.